A whole lot of points scored in a district football semifinal, and a couple schools break long conference championship droughts. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. The first week of the football postseason is in the books, and there were a number of eye-popping notes from the 128 games in 11-player and 16 games in the 8-player. Maybe the biggest, literally, was the total points scored in the Waterford-Mott-Saginaw Heritage game. Mott won 77-63. Yes, 140 total points. That's 20 touchdowns. It's also the second highest combined point total in state history. Climax Scots beat Fulton in 2017, 84-62, for a total of 146 points. Our lowest scoring playoff game in round one went into overtime scoreless. In the first OT, East Jordan scored a touchdown and got a 6-0 win over Frankfort, giving East Jordan its first playoff win since 1999. Elsewhere, three three-win teams notched first-round wins: Brother Rice, Orchard Lake St. Mary's, and Benzie Central. And three four-win teams also won: Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central, Sterling Heights Parkway Christian, and Lansing Catholic. The Cougars knocked off previously unbeaten Durand, one of three 9-0 teams to lose in round one. There is one matchup of unbeatens in round two. 10-0 Tecumseh will tangle with 10-0 Riverview for a district title in Division IV. Game balls this week go to Gladwin Volleyball's Erin Brault. She had 31 kills, 18 digs, and 7 aces in a Jack Pine Conference quad as Gladwin won its first volleyball conference championship since 1978. Rockford Soccer's Brennan Karras. His first goal of the year was a game winner, sending the Rams to the semifinals and keeping their unbeaten record intact. And to Anchor Bay runner Thomas Westfall, he set a new school record in leading Anchor Bay to its first cross-country regional championship since 1999.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mistudentaid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Sam Davis.
A soccer match is about to start. One team is wearing their road white uniforms, the other is wearing their home blues. It's pretty easy to spot the referee in the middle of the field wearing a bright yellow referee jersey. But what if the home team is nicknamed the Yellow Jackets and they're also wearing bright yellow jerseys? Well, soccer officials come prepared. They have a number of different colored jerseys so they can wear something that contrasts with both teams. While yellow is the default color, they can easily change into a distinct uniform if needed, as red, blue, green, and black are also acceptable colors. They may even choose to wear a different color from what the goalkeepers are wearing. The last thing a referee wants to be is mistaken for a player on the field.
Thanks, Sam. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you are interested, go to the MHSAA website now to register. November marks the final month of the 2022 fall sports season. A number of sports have their MHSAA finals in the coming weeks. Boys and girls cross country will run at Michigan International Speedway on November 5th. A live stream will be available on the NFHS network. Boys soccer finals are also on November 5th. You can listen to all four matches on the MHSAA radio network or watch them all at MHSAA.tv. The girls Lower Peninsula swimming and diving finals are November 18th and 19th. Division 1 is at Oakland University, Division 2 at Calvin University, and Division 3 at the Holland Aquatic Center. Action for both Friday and Saturday will be available to watch on MHSAA.tv. Volleyball will wrap up their season and crown champions in Battle Creek on September 19th. The semifinals and finals will be both on the radio network and MHSAA.tv. 8-player football finals from Marquette on November 19th will be on both the radio network and the MHSAA.tv, and then will re-air on Thanksgiving night on Bally Sports Detroit. And then the fall season ends with the 11-player football finals at Ford Field on Bally Sports Detroit and the MHSAA radio network. For matchups, start times, and more, please check out MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll see you next week.